You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and to get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So, are you ready? Here we go.
All right, Wes, thank you so much for that wonderful intro. Outer Banks This Week podcast, episode number 57, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Since opening in 2010, Kelly Midget has been the king of the used car market here on the Outer Banks, and now he is selling sheds. Yes, you heard me correctly. He has sheds, and I mean, I think the motto that he's using now is, if it has doors, it can be yours. You can call Kelly or Dakota at 252-473-3807 or check out their inventory online at kellysobxauto.com. Proud to have them as presenting sponsors of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. They're actually going to be in here sometime at the end of April, middle of April. I can't remember the date right now, but I just know that they're on their way. They'll be here very, very soon. All right. So I had to do a little bit of a pump fake. I was supposed to go to the Rec Tiki Bar and be there for the broadcast finishing of the Blackbeard 100. But because of the wacky weather we've been having so far this month, it has changed the course. They ended up running to, I believe, Jeanette's Pier and then back to Corolla. They started in Corolla and ended in Corolla. So I was not able to participate in that activity, but that's okay. I've been able to come up with a plan B on the fly. And my plan B on the fly involves this gentleman sitting across from me right now. His name is Raymond Schwartz, okay? But we commonly refer to him as Uncle Ray, welcome.
Thank you very much. I hear that name often. Yeah. Wherever I go, pubs, it doesn't matter.
It's Uncle Ray.
I'm Uncle Ray.
Well, and just to kind of give you a little background, how did he get the nickname Uncle Ray? Well, I've been knowing Uncle Ray now for 13, 14 years, give or take, when I was working at Fish Heads. Yes. And we became friends there, and he would come into town, and we'd hang out, and we'd eat dinner. And one thing he would always do, and I love and appreciate about Uncle Ray a lot, is he would always, when Austin came along, he would always bring Austin something, you know. And then when Murray was born, he was always bring stuff for the boys. And I would always tell him, I'd be like, Uncle Ray's coming. And so he's always been Uncle Ray. And so that's what he is. Austin calls him Uncle Ray. Murray, when he starts talking a little bit better, he's going to call him Uncle Ray. Finn. And that's what we just call him. And my brother calls him Uncle Ray. And so brother working at Lost Colony Brewery Waterfront Beer Garden, calling him Uncle Ray when he comes in. He's got everybody calling him Uncle Ray. So that's what he is.
I absolutely love it, you know? Seeing your smiling faces is enough for me, you know? Buying Brave stuff and Murray State stuff.
Yes.
And North Carolina stuff, you know?
It's beautiful.
It's worth it in the end for them.
Okay, yeah. Being a Phillies fan.
Being a Phillies fan, it's a little hard sometimes.
And a Duke fan.
Yeah,
but you know what? The thing
Nobody hate me for those, please.
No. They won't. I mean, it takes all kinds of kinds, Uncle Ray. We understand this. But the thing is Uncle Ray looks past the differences and is like, look, I love that guy. And he's going to, you know, buy him something that he knows he'll love and appreciate. So, because yes. I know it was really painful because for Christmas this past year, and I got it hanging up in my living room, Uncle Ray got me a picture of the last shot taken of the Final Four for
Krzyzewski's last game.
Yeah, Krzyzewski's last game.
Burned in my heart.
Yes. But Uncle Ray knew that I loved just that whole thing because I'm a Carolina fan. He bought me that picture. He kind of put that difference aside. He's like, I know Justin will love this, you know? So, and I appreciate that, Uncle Ray. Like I said, it's hanging in my living room. We're going to talk to Uncle Ray. Here's kind of what you're probably wondering. All right, who's this Uncle Ray guy? Why has Justin got him in? Well, Uncle Ray has been a vacationer of the Outer Banks for a long time and is now a resident. He moved here in 2020. Was it 21?
Or 22. No, it was 22.
No, it's been before then, Uncle Ray. I think it
21.
Was
21. No, it was 21.
Was it 21?
Yes, you're correct.
All right, I couldn't remember. Are you sure it wasn't 2020?
No, because that was the middle of COVID.
Yeah, but I thought that. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in just a little bit because I was trying to think about this on the way here today. Because I felt like
April of 21.
Okay. That sounds, I mean, who would know more than you would, you know? Yep. I'm sitting here trying to tell you when you moved here.
You helped me move in.
You're right. With all that being said, we're going to talk about what it was like, you know, his vacation when he first started coming here, the places that he would go, and then what really inspired him to move here and the difference that he sees having moved here versus being a vacationer. Before we do that, though, Any news that's floating around? I can't think of anything that's really just jumping out at me crazy like in the news right now, Uncle Ray. Is there anything out there that you feel as if is newsworthy to mention right now?
The government's suing Apple.
The government's suing Apple.
Oh, Lord. Or defending their product. I don't quite understand it, but
well,
being an Apple user for the many years that I've had an iPhone since 2008, so I don't really understand the lawsuit, and I think it will be tossed out, most likely.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's a different rabbit hole we could go down altogether. Anyway, any local...
Judge Napolitano told me it was going to be tossed out, so...
Okay.
And he's, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Uncle Ray. Any local news, I think I probably should have said. Anything locally that you can think of that is just jumping out at you that's been going on up and down the beach here lately?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
I mean, it's a day-by-day fun, you know? It's, you know, nothing stands out more than the normal happenings.
Yes, I guess you're right. And that's kind of where I'm going with it, too, is I can't think of anything that's jumping out at me. But the things that do have the occasional jump about them, I know that you can go hang out with my guy, Sam Walker, on his website, samwalkerobxnews.com. He was actually the last guest. He and his wife, Emily, were the last guests. I thank them for coming in on the podcast. They, fantastic folks, really enjoyed having them. And again, samwalkerobxnews.com is where you can go for all your local news. And he is Mr. Exclusive. I like to refer to him as the answer. If you have a question about something news going on the Outer Banks, Sam Walker is the answer. Okay. samwalkerobxnews.com. And again, one more thank you to them for coming in and spending some time here with me. I thoroughly enjoyed having them. It was kind of a whole like downtown experience that day because we came in and did the podcast, and we also went over and hung out with our buddy Gino at the Lost Colony Tavern, had dinner. It wasn't lunch. We had supper with him and just enjoyed and just hung out and talked and chit-chat and shot the breeze and got caught up with everything. And Gino hung out with us for a little bit. It was nice. So it was a nice little downtown experience with them.
It's a primary location, downtown Manio.
Yes, it is. I do want to mention that we do have Captain Marty. Are you familiar with Captain Marty, Uncle Ray?
I used to listen to Captain Marty all the time on the app.
Yeah,
you would stream. When I was at work, I'd be listening to that.
Yes.
And Captain Marty, your beautiful voice.
Lord. Back
good
in
days.
Many,
good days.
Many moons ago on the radio. Yes, Captain Marty has joined us here at Outer Banks this week. He is a primary fixture for the fishing reports and all the fishing news. And he's got some great stories that we're starting to publish and put them online as well. And we encourage you to take a listen. He's got his own little piece of the website. If you go to outerbanksthisweek.com, you'll see where his little icon is and his tab at the left-hand side. Or if you're looking at it from a mobile view, you can click the little three lines. It'll give you that drop-down menu. Is there a specific term for that little three line? Is that just the menu? Like, do you know what that's called, Uncle Ray?
I
think it's
a menu. I don't know.
Menu. The menu button. We'll call it that. Click on those three little lines. It'll drop down the menu, and you'll see where you can click on Captain Marty. And you can listen to all the latest fishing reports and stories that he has coming out. And he's on all of your major podcast platforms, so you got to keep that in mind as well. We love having Captain Marty. It's been a lot of fun spending time with him, hanging out with him, and just getting him going with us here on the website and everything. So, again, you can listen to all the fishing reports, all part of OuterBanksThisWeek.com. We're going to jump into some shout-outs real quick, Uncle Ray. Do you have any shout-outs?
I mean, I think there's some good events coming up, you know.
We're going to save that for the end. We're going to save that for the end. I'm talking about, like, shout-out. Is there any one person, business, group of people, anyone you would like to give a shout-out to? Well,
let's do a shout-out to the New Owens with the new people starting a new year.
I think
that's been my favorite restaurant since the first day I came here.
Okay, so Mr. Rick and his wife, Erica.
And our bartender, Stephanie, you know. She makes me the Outer Banks Sunset. It's an amazing drink. Ask her for it if you go in.
Oh, the Outer Banks Sunset.
Yes, it's her personal creation, and it's very pretty, and it's very nice. So it tastes good.
Definitely some fantastic folks. Yeah. I really like Rick and Erica and the whole crew over there. They've reopened for this season. They've got the brunch going on. They've got a lot of different fun things that are going to be taking place this year. I'm going to try to get them back in to be on the podcast sometime in the near future. I don't know when. They were on it last year with us when they took over, Rick and Erica, but I want to try to get them back. But yeah, there's some great folks. I don't really have any that are jumping out at me. I did get an email from Radio Hatteras the other day, which I did address. They're interested in doing some things with the podcast, but that's something down the road. And I'm really interested in doing something with them as well. So Radio Hatteras, expect a visit from me in the near future, because I would like to talk to you more about some things we could do with you all and things that you could maybe do with us in return. So we're going to figure that out.
Sounds good.
Oh, Uncle Ray, here in just a few moments, we're going to talk to you. You are the focus. You are the feature, because you have something about you that is highly coveted, and you can shine some light on it. You know, you think about a lot of people. I remember working at Fish Heads, and people would come up to me. They'd be like, so where are you from? And I'd tell them I was from here, and they were like, oh, you live here still? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, that must be so great. That's so awesome. You're probably the coolest guy in the world. Oh, Justin, we want to be you. We want to be you, man. You're here all the time. That's so awesome. And I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Except it's you. Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Uncle Ray a little bit more about that here in just a few moments. But one place that I have yet to get to, that I need to get to, that seems like everyone loves to go to, is the Saltbox Cafe in Collington Island. And we're going to hear a little bit more about them right now.
For an array of tasty eats featuring local seafood, fresh meats, and produce, make your way to the Saltbox Cafe in Collington. Chefs and owners Randolph and Amanda Sprinkle invite you to enjoy an award-winning Sunday brunch, as well as lunch and dinner, 6 days a week at their charming cottage-style restaurant just a short trip down Collington Road. To see their menu and list of events, visit them online at thesaltboxcafe.com. Complement your Outer Banks stay with a trip to the Saltbox Cafe.
All right, that's the saltboxcafe.com. When you go to look at their menu and you look at them online, the saltboxcafe.com. You got to remember the V, Uncle Ray. You leave the V out of there, it's going to be like unknown URL not found or whatever. And then it's going to ask you if you want to buy it for GoDaddy or something, you know?
That's possible.
But you got to make sure you put the V in there. Randolph and Amanda Sprinkle down there at Saltbox Cafe are super awesome people. And they said that they changed their menu. I figured they just did it like seasonally. And they do. They said, but that's not all. Like, we just get bored and we want to come up with new things. They get culinary creations. That's why they're chefs.
Their food is very good.
Yeah. So. See, I have yet to get there. I hear that Sunday brunch is. Yeah. The Sunday brunch, from what I understand, is the way to go. So, all right, Uncle Ray. Let's talk, me and you. Let's jam, my friend. So like I said, I've been knowing Uncle Ray now for about 13, 14 years. Met him at Fish Heads, and he's just been one of my best friends in the world. He's a fantastic person. And again, he came here on vacation, loved it so much that he had to move here. Now, Uncle Ray, let's go back to the beginning. Where did Uncle Ray originate?
From Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Lancaster?
Lancaster.
Lancaster?
Lancaster.
Now, how do you say that properly?
Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Yes, not Lancaster.
Not Lancaster.
No.
Okay, because I think there was one.
Much scowling and, you know, bad things.
One or two times, I believe, I'd said that, and you'd be like, no, Lancaster. Lancaster, not Lancaster.
It's not uncommon, trust me. People say it all the time, but that's just the way we say it there.
Well, it's funny, because I
remember. Home of the Amish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like when people, you know, try to say Juan cheese for the first time, and they're like, Juan Chessy, Juan Cheesy, Juan
Cheesy's good.
Yeah, a friend of ours growing up, when they moved here, when brother and I were little, the mother would say Juan Cheese.
Ah.
Juan Cheese. And we were like, Juan Cheese?
Very, very official.
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's
the
just
court the court of Juan Cheese is coming together.
It was. It was very funny like that. But so Lancaster. Lancaster.
You are okay.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Ray. Give me my get out of jail free card. Now, what was it about when y'all decided to come here on vacation for the first time? What was the thought process there?
So it was for college graduation.
Okay.
My friend's dad, who lives in Manio now.
Okay.
He ended up getting us a house down in South Nags Head.
Okay, okay. So
about milepost 22.
Oh.
And this is total awfulness that I thought this at the time. I'm like, why don't we go to Ocean City, Maryland? It is the greatest place. They have a boardwalk.
Spit my Pepsi everywhere.
Yeah. And when I came down here, I didn't let him go. But after I left here, I said, I'm never going back to Ocean City, Maryland again.
Okay.
And I fell in love with the place then. And came down many years through until Fishheads opened.
Okay, so let me ask you this now. So let's talk about this. So this was what, the mid-90s?
Yes.
Okay, the mid-90s, you came down here for the very first time.
Yep.
On vacation with a group of friends after college graduation.
Yep.
And you were like, okay, I got to keep coming back. So then did it become like a annual trip for you, a yearly trip? How did that work?
It was an annual trip.
Okay.
Every year. With my one friend through basically 2000, probably 9.
Okay.
So 2009, 2010.
All right. And y'all came back every single year. But then it seemed like for a while there, Uncle Ray. All right. Hold on. Let me back up. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. What were some of the things that just were super attractive to you over those years?
The number one thing that started it all, the Weeping Radish in Manio.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. The Weeping Radish. The interesting.
The members club weekends. I was on a fateful trip, which I don't know if I should mention, but going under the Oregon Inlet Bridge back in 2000. So,
oh really?
Yes, we actually hit the bridge.
You hit the bridge. You were on the boat.
Boat. They hit the bridge. It was all the people were on the.
Wow!
It was. I thought I was going under.
But here you are still.
I was
going to
grab a keg and swim to shore. So.
So but, the Weeping Radish was a main point for you to come back.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was such a fun place when they had, a lot of people probably don't remember, but there was a giant beer garden. They had a gingerbread house.
I do remember the gingerbread house.
They had
the Lionel
train station, like shop there. And they had the St. Pauli girl, you know, the German girls. It was amazing. It was, you felt like you were in Germany when you were there. And the Oktoberfest with the Daisy, not the Daisy Chug band, but whatever band, I don't remember the band's name.
Right.
But the band played awesome music. Patty, who used to bartend, she played the Ricola horn.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then Uli would do his dance.
Uli Benavides.
If you're listening, Uli, you did the dance.
You did the dance.
I have pictures in the video.
So the Weeping Radish was a big, big draw for you to come back to the Outer Banks year after year. Yep. But what else was there? Was there anything else specific that you can think of?
Oh, there were many places. I mean, at the time, I went to the Atlantis nightclub.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yes, the Atlantis nightclub.
Yep. I still swear it had a dirt floor and it was a cinder block building, but it was fun.
It was fun.
Dollar beers and live music.
But was there like a certain atmosphere that like it was just like there was something about this? What do you believe the magic was there?
The magic here is the beaches.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the beaches are beautiful and they're so vast that you're not on top of people.
Okay.
You know, in New Jersey, they charge you to get on the beach.
Oh, wow.
You have to have a permit on you to get on the beach.
That's insane.
And you're sitting like 2 feet from everybody. You know, it's pretty miserable. I came down here and was like, this is what real beach life is supposed to be like.
Oh, wow.
And for me, it just was, I looked forward to it every year, you know, and eventually it expanded. I was coming down here 5 weeks.
See, and let's talk about that. Now, you went to college. All right, now, what is your job description right now? What is it that Uncle Ray does as an occupation?
I work for a pharmaceutical company called Sanofi. I'm a virologist, so I make vaccines and work with the World Health Organization.
Okay, all right.
I don't work for them. I work with them to ensure that we have the appropriate things we need for our vaccines.
Interesting. Yes. So when it comes right down to, you know, the flu vaccine, different things that
COVID,
you are one of those that like researched all the lipids and the, am I using the right words?
Sure. No. There are lipids.
I'm just making sure. That was the first word that came to my mind, Uncle Ray.
You were pulling vastly upon your previous knowledge.
Yeah. Like I was trying to get back to biology class in high school, you know, and so that's what you do as a trade. But so you're able to kind of take your work with you in some regards. Now,
after COVID, I had the opportunity to ask my boss who was in France that could I, you know, move to the Outer Banks because I was removed from my house that I was in because the guy wanted to sell it. And he said, sure, I don't care. He's like, look on a map. I'm over here. You're over there. As long as you can get where you need to get when you're needed, I'm fine with you living there. So and that's what spawned the idea of coming down here.
Well, that's because you do travel a lot. That's one thing you do a lot of, because I know that I think for like the entire month of January, you were in Europe.
49 days.
49 days in England and France and
Switzerland. Yes.
And you will be embarking on a journey later on this year to
Australia.
Australia.
And Tasmania.
Tasmania.
Yes. So that should be fun. My second time to Australia, but first time to Tasmania. So.
Could you bring me back a Tasmanian devil?
I can, if I can find him. You got it. Maybe not a live one.
Oh, man. I want like a live one that I can like put in a cage or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be...
I don't know if I want to do that.
I don't know if I want to bring it on a plane.
I don't think you'd want to either. Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
But so again, that's what Uncle Ray does as an occupation. He's a virologist studying different viruses and coming up with different ways of creating the vaccines.
Yes. Flu's very dynamic. It changes up to twice a year and you're always chasing the new viruses. Its mutation rate is very high and it's...
Well, this, I'll tell you what though, just... You know, from and I say this not as a derogatory term towards myself, but from an ignorant point of view, it seemed like the flu was pretty intense this year, especially like in the schools here on the Outer Banks.
Yes. Since we masked up during COVID and everybody did not go out and flu kind of took a downturn, but it's returned as a somewhat of a different animal and it's getting back to itself and what it was before and getting... Actually, larger peaks. There's now two distinct peaks in our flu season per year now instead of one.
Wow.
So that's a thing that's come out of this and is a change.
Gotcha. So, well, that's
we like keep our eye on it. That's all I can say.
So Uncle Ray is constantly fighting the good fight to make sure that our people stay healthy.
Yes.
So we thank you for that, Uncle Ray. Yes. Now, Uncle Ray moved here, and we were trying to debate it a little bit ago in 2021. I do remember when he made the move. I do remember helping unload and put the boxes and everything. And you had a lot of stuff. A lot of boxes, lots of things. And you were like, this is only like half of what I used to have. Cause you know, a lot of times when you move, you're like, I don't need that. I can throw that away or I can give that to somebody that'll want it. But Uncle Ray he moved to Nag's Head.
Yeah.
And you know, you came down here, you would vacation. I know that a lot of times when you would come on some of those extended stays for a few weeks, you would bring your work with you a lot of times and you would work from home, but you did it in that environment, which is kind of like, you're like, hey, I've done this stuff, you know, on vacation before. As long as I got good internet, I can do it and continue to do it. So Uncle Ray again made the move. Now, what do you believe there to be different? And I know there was a magazine article that you had written or you were interviewed about.
Yes.
In this kind of the same regard. So I kind of want to go off of that a little bit. What is different now as a resident than there was when you were here coming on vacation?
I get to the beach a lot less.
Oh, really? Okay.
I noticed that. I need to make that work, you know, but I just do not get out as much as I should to the beach. It's awesome. It's a beautiful beach. It's one of the things that brought me here. And you don't have to drive home. You know, you don't have to go back to Lancaster.
No, you don't have to go back to Lancaster. I'm not even going to say the name. Now, you don't have to go back to where you were from in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And
it's nice, but and then you get to travel. The travel's a little harsh. 49 days away from home is a difficult task sometimes.
Well, and I know that was kind of a same dynamic when you were living up in Pennsylvania, you know, but at least when you come home now, you come home to home. Because that's what I used to tell Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray would he'd come down for a couple of weeks, and then he'd have to run back up to Pennsylvania when he was still living up there. And I would tell Uncle Ray, I'd be like, when are you coming home again?
Mm-hmm.
We would constantly text and talk back and forth while he was in Pennsylvania. I'd be like, Uncle Ray, when are you coming home? And then I think I still have some of the messages.
Yes.
Uncle Ray would send me the countdown of how many days it was until he got back here.
Yep.
So, again, that just kind of speaks to how much Uncle Ray loves this place and what caused him to move here. So you don't get to the beach as often as you would like. What else is a little different for you?
Well, it's kind of where I used to stay in South Nag's Head was a little more of a vacation feel versus a living feel. I know a lot of people do live down there, but in the winter, it's very desolate down there. I miss that. I miss the ability just to walk right across the street to the beach. I mean, I can do it, but I got to cross the bypass, beach road, you know, and there's places to do that. But, you know, I'd just rather drive to, say, a beach entrance and go.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this, Uncle Ray. Now that you've become a permanent resident of Dare County and the Outer Banks, where are some of the places that you like to go to have a good bite to eat, to unwind, to enjoy a social environment? Because, all right, Uncle Ray, not married, no kids.
Right.
Okay, no girlfriend.
Engaged twice.
Engaged twice, has not tied the knot. So Uncle Ray's single. So any ladies, if you're interested, podcast at outerbanksthisweek.com, and I can forward your information on to Uncle Ray, but you got to go through my screening process first, okay? Good strapping young man sitting across from me, single, ready to mingle. Anyway, we digress. Uncle Ray, your favorite places here on the Outer Banks. You said the Weeping Radish. Can you think of it in the Atlantis nightclub? When you were on your way, when you were coming down, where were some of your spots to go? I want to hear from then to now.
Oh, geez. Portacall used to be nice. Used to be a good place to eat.
At one point, yes.
Quagmire's. Quags is used, abbreviated called it. I love the drunk test going upstairs because they had that really steep flight of stairs where you could fall.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
But yeah, no, it was good though. It was a great place. They had nice little bands outside, good seafood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there, Tortugas.
Love Tortugas.
Yeah, Tortugas is awesome.
Yes.
I used to like Awful Arthur's down there. You know, it's still good. It's a little farther away for me, but I do go down and get, lobster. I eat there more often. Okay. And when their little sister branch opened where Mulligan's is now called Bad Barracudas.
Bad Barracudas. Yes. Yep.
And I remember Mulligan's on the beach was nice.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that was a nice place. So, a lot of places that it always held my heart, Goombay's was fun.
Yep. Okay.
There's a lot of places today that are great. Obviously the Lost Colony.
Lost Colony.
The original pub with the copper bar. And
okay, so you're talking about the downtown location.
The downtown location is now the Lost Colony Tavern.
Right, right. Okay, great spot.
Yes, it's a nice prized jewel of downtown Manio, I think, that building. It used to be a gas station from one of the pictures I've got at the Historical Society.
Yes, you're right.
It's a Buddy Creef. He owns it. So.
Yes.
New Vines is great. Down here,
Lori and Garrett,
Ortega's is great.
There's just a lot
of there's a lot of great places down here. 1587 again.
Okay,
Poor Richard's.
Yes,
Tom's.
I oftentimes will go to visit my brother at the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden on the Manio Nags Head Causeway, and there's a good handful of times I've walked in and Uncle Ray's been sitting there, or I have been there and Uncle Ray will come in. Now, Uncle Ray, how do you feel about the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden?
I absolutely love the Waterfront Beer Garden. It is amazing. It's crowded all the time. It's got a pizza shop that supplies it with good pizza for everybody, so it's nice.
Benny Tesoro.
How
do you – Tesoros? Tesorios?
Tesorios, yes.
I'm just going to call it Benny's. Simpler than that. They got those huge, card table-sized
pizzas.
Fantastic pizza. Yeah, it's very good.
Nice, and the beer's good. So, it's a great place. They have a root beer for people that are not of age, so that's nice.
Yes,
Finn McCool's. Paul makes a root beer, which is nice.
Indeed.
So, yeah, it's a good place. And Bert is, Dirt. There's a Bert that plays trivia. But also Dirt, was bartender. He was this year of the year. So
best bartender. 2023 Best of the Beach, Best Bartender.
Yep.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think he was supposed to join us today.
He was. We were supposed to praise him. Now we have to praise him across the airwaves.
Yes, I'll let you do that.
Yeah.
That guy. Anyway, but you still like to go to Fish Heads. You still like to go to some of the other spots that you used to frequent when you would come here on vacation.
Yes, yes.
So, Uncle Ray, again, now, overall, if there was somebody listening to this podcast right now, and they were like, gosh, I really want to move to the Outer Banks. I love going there on vacation. I want to be engulfed in, I feel like I want to do this. What would you say to them?
I would say do it.
Do it. Okay.
it was my dream to move here, and I got to move here well before I, would retire. So,
Pull the trigger.
It's awesome. I have no regrets. There are a couple times, when you get the massive storm things that come through here,
Yeah. Can make you nervous, I know.
A little bit, but, so far it's been a good ride.
See, and that's the thing. So I guess in so many words, if you are in a good spot that you can afford to buy here, move here, and live here and reside, Uncle Ray is telling you to pull that trigger and make the move and that you will not regret it. Is that right?
Exactly.
Well, again, one thing that I always say, this is how I used to be Uncle Ray growing up. I'd be like, these daggum tourists coming down here ruining everything and yada yada and da da da. But at the same, it took me a long time. It took me from moving when I was in the Army and everything like that and moving back, or it took me being gone. Let me say it that way. took me being gone for an extended period of time to realize what a jewel of a place is, this place is.
Yes.
And I missed it. I remember leaving and just trying to figure out how and when I could get back, because I knew that in my heart, this is where I needed to be. This was home for me. I grew up here. My family's been here since the 1700s, and I needed to get back here. This is part of my heritage. It is my life, and that's what I want it to be. I told Carrie when we got married, I said, listen, we're going to Wanchese, and if that's a problem for you, we don't have to get married. I said, if you want to get me out of Wanchese, it's going to be in a pine box. And even then, I got a plot of land in Wanchese called Cudworth Cemetery, where I will be buried. Anyway, you don't plan to leave, do you? This is home.
It's not in my plans.
No, it's definitely not. Don't even bother trying.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's just not going to happen. And that's kind of where I was trying to get to that point where I was going to say, you know, Uncle Ray is one of my best friends in the world. Great guy. Love him to death. And I used to always think about how, oh, this place is full of just all these people moving in here trying to change things, blah, blah, blah. Well, not always. Yeah, you got some that want to move here and try to change the way we do things and our way we maneuver day to day here on the Outer Banks. But we're also looking for fantastic, great people that just want to be a part of and not go to, oh, well, back home in New York or back home. I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying that's what people from New York say. Let me prelude this. Or wherever, Pennsylvania, New, whatever. I'm just saying that, like, people a lot of times want to come down here and they want to, well, back home we did it this way and it worked. Well, you know what? Then go back there and do it there. Do it the way it worked there if you want to. Don't do that to us. This is us. This is who we are. This is the environment that we live in, and this is how we want to be. And Uncle Ray is woven into the fabric of the community here now. And to unweave that, Uncle Ray, it's going to be really hard. So I'm just saying, if you just coming from a local native perspective, if you move down here, don't try to change anything. Don't try to say, well, back home we did it this way, because I'm telling you right now, we can tell you to just go back home. Uncle Ray has never once said, well, back home we did it like this. And that's why I like Uncle Ray as much as I do, because he's never, it's not why, but you get what I'm saying. Like, he's never said that. And it's like, you know what? I respect him more for that.
Called adapting.
It's called, yes, adapting. And the thing is
better.
Uncle Ray has adapted it very well. And we encourage you, if you decide you want to move down here like Uncle Ray has, we would love it if you would adapt with us too. And I welcome you with open arms. I'll be glad to show you around, you know, and show you how we do things around here.
I have one final thing here to add. Let me,
throw it in there, Uncle Ray. This is about you, baby.
So this was probably my 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th year, something like that, whatever it was that I was coming down here. And they had tropical storms, and I stayed through it, and it had, you know, pretty high winds. And I'm holding the door because I heard it slamming. And as I was holding the door, I called the rental office. It was like, this door has no latch.
Oh, gosh.
So I let it go, and it ripped off the door, shattered it against the other side of the porch.
Oh, wow.
And shattered glass all over the driveway. So
gosh.
I was like, maybe I wanted to rethink staying. Yeah. I saw Dorothy and Toto going by.
You did?
You know? Yeah. So I, you know, it was a come to life thing there. Like, this is something I'm gonna have to endure if I move here. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. I did it once, you know.
Well, and I remember one time, I think it was like I think it was a tropical storm. I don't remember exactly which one it was because we've been through so many, but I remember you were here and I was still working at Fish Heads. And I needed to get to work the next day. Something, I don't remember why, but I spent the night on your couch at your rental house and walked across the street to the pier to go to work the next day.
That's one of the things I love, right across the street from Fish Heads. It was fun.
Yeah, because I think actually
the beach.
I think Carrie and Austin may have stayed. I don't remember now because I think the power had gone out at our house. And you're like, come over here. I'm good. Yep. And you were like, come on. Anyway, Uncle Ray, thank you for coming in and joining me today. Thank you for giving us that perspective of somebody who has been here on vacation and is now turned resident, and we're glad to have you. I say that specifically. I guess I'm a little selfish because it's like, that's my guy sitting across from me. But at the same time, like, if you are just kind of in this note, if you're considering moving here, pull the trigger. Yep. Uncle Ray says you won't regret it. I mean, of course, make sure your finances are in line and it's okay for you to do it. And you don't have, you know, if you're looking for work and you make sure you have a job already kind of lined up or whatnot, unless you are able to work from home like Uncle Ray. But we're always looking for great people.
One thing I forgot about, one of my favorite events, your wedding.
Oh, gosh.
We don't need to go into it, but, you know, I enjoyed being in that, you know, it truly made me feel like family. And it was... it was an awesome thing. Well, it was at the old Queen Anne's Revenge, and it was great.
Yes,
it was great.
Well, Uncle Ray had to come to the wedding. Uncle Ray had that too.
So,
well, I appreciate you, Uncle Ray. Coming up, we're going to go through some events, but before we do that, I want to hear from my good friend. Well, his name is Ryan Walker at Juan Cheese Off Road Diesel Performance. What's going on over at Juan Cheese Off Road?
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Juan Cheese Off Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Juan Cheese Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Hey, I'm Captain Marty. There's a great event coming up at Safe Harbor Marina in Juan Cheese. They're hosting a fish and flea market Saturday, April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., all to benefit the OBX SPCA. There'll be fishing gear, marine supplies, and water sports equipment for sale. It's free to the public. There'll be a raffle with prizes from local businesses, and some of our furry friends from the SPCA will be there too. For more information, check out Safe Harbor's social media. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market, Saturday, April the 13th in Juan Cheese.
All right, Uncle Ray, you want to jump to some events real quick? And all the events that I'm going to mention can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. OuterBanksThisWeek.com, that's one thing that we do pride ourselves with at the website, is listing events and making sure that everything is up to speed and up to date there on where you can find things to do up and down the Outer Banks. That's one thing we do, and I feel like we're the best at it when it comes right down to it. I always start out with these types of things whenever I mention the events. Support your local high school athletics, middle school athletics, even like Dare County Baseball, OBX Baseball. They've started their leagues as well. Had opening ceremonies this past Saturday, which were a lot of fun, even though we had to do them indoors because the weather was absolute crap. We still had a fun time doing those opening ceremonies. Shout out to Marie White real quick, because this year's Dare County Baseball season has been dedicated to her husband, her late husband, Mr. Tim White, who was a very integral part of getting a lot of sports programs started here in Dare County. He passed away, this past January, and we are very thankful for him and for his family and just being a big part of this community. So, but to support those individuals, go out and watch them play, because you never know, that might be their Super Bowl or their NBA Finals or their Major League World Series, whatever the case may be. Lots of trivia nights going on, like at the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden, Shipwrecks, Buffalo City Distillery, Sandtrap Tavern, Stripers, Outer Banks Distilling, and New Vines weekly. These are all things that go on weekly. There are others. And if you have any events that I don't mention, shoot me an email. Hey, Justin, give my event a shout out. Okay, I will. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. All right. The Aquarium in Mania, of course, always has fun activities going on. And you got to make sure you make reservations for those, though, Uncle Ray. You got to make sure you got to make a reservation. I was telling my wife this morning, I said, we need to take Murray. Murray loves watching like fish videos, and we got a little tank, a little fish tank in our house now, and he loves the fish. So I was like, we got to take him to the aquarium soon. Coming up this Sunday, which happens to be Easter, Uncle Ray, it's Easter Sunday. Cafe Pamlico in Buxton, they're doing their Sunday brunch, which they do every Sunday, but Mary Joy McDaniel is going to be the Easter entertainment. Haven't seen her in a long time, but she's super sweet. She does a lot with Bananarama that George Etheridge puts on out at Banana Island at the north end of Manio, and she does a lot of performing. I believe she actually like lives in Nashville now, so that's a lot of fun. The Festival of St. Patrick taking place all month long at the Lost Colony Tavern. There's going to be lots of Easter egg hunts that got postponed due to weather, so check our website for where they are and when. Coming up this Saturday, that's what I mean. I know that there's a couple of big ones at some of the churches in Juan Cheese and just around the Outer Banks. A lot of the local churches are going to be doing them, so you can find them on social media. And I believe we're going to try to post some up here on our website at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Ty Fleming and the Fellas, they're going to be playing at the Pioneer Theater on Saturday, March 30th at 7 p.m. Yeah, they're going to be doing their own show. Excuse me, hold on. Let me retract that. Friday, March 29th at 7. That's when they're playing. Friday, not Saturday. Friday, I have that written wrong. I just caught that. So Friday, March 29th at 7 p.m.
Do we know if that's a ticketed event?
It is a ticketed event. And it's his very, from what I was talking to Michael Bassnight the other day, the owner, and he said that he said that was Ty Fleming's very first ticketed event. Like he's never had a ticketed. He's had like covers when you go to like see him like play at some different bars up and down the beach where you pay a cover to go in. This is his very first ticketed event, though, so that's going to be a lot of fun, so make plans to attend that. The OBX Got Talent finale is going to be at the Pioneer Theater March 30th at 7 o'clock, okay? And I believe Caroline Owens is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of different fun activities and things that are going to be going on in regards to the OBX Got Talent that evening. I believe it's $10 a ticket. And there's a lot happening. I'm not going to ruin it. I'd rather you just show up and see what I'm talking about. Because, again, Michael Bassnight and I talked about this for, I don't know, about a half hour the other day. And I would rather you just show up, see what it's all about, and enjoy it. Because it's going to be a lot of fun from what I understand. Let's see here. Red Sky Cafe, Lone Cedar, they're going to be doing Easter brunches as well as Stripers Bar and Grill, among other places. Check out online again. Go to our website to see where all the Easter brunches and things are going to be that you could go and participate in. Again, OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Taste of the Beach is going to be going on April 12th through the 14th. Ooh, let me rewind a little bit. Mania First Friday is happening on April 5th. The 6th annual, this is something I really want to do, Uncle Ray. I did it last year. I won't do it again this year. It's the 6th annual Lost Colony Wine, Beer, and Culinary Arts Festival happening Saturday, April 13th from 2 to 5 at the Lost Colony Waterside Theater.
I've done it the last 2 years.
I was going to say, Uncle Ray, I feel like you did it last year, didn't you?
Yep. Paul will be there with Lost Colony Beers.
Yes.
Serving them, I think.
Yes. I want to go. I was talking because I went and did a little bit of a recording out there last year, and it was kind of a dry run. I didn't publish the recording that I did last year simply because it was too distorted. Like when I played it back, it was too distorted. I've got that all figured out now, I think. And this year I'd like to go back and try again because we do things in conjunction with the Lost Colony Waterfront Drama and that whole area. And to be a part of that would be a lot of fun. So if anybody knows anybody, let me know because I'd like to go back. If Uncle Ray's going, and Uncle Ray doesn't go if it's not going to be a good time. So Uncle Ray, if you want to, that's what I want to do. UncleRay.com. You want to know what's going on to have fun? Just follow Uncle Ray. He's going to take you where there is to go to have fun.
You can put a little transmitter on me so people can follow.
Yes. Where's Uncle Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. But anyway, those are just some of the events that are going on. Again, there's lots of other things that are taking place. Live music, lots of different fun things going on up and down the beach. And it's all online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Just click on the events tab and you can find it all right there. All right, we're going to wrap things up here in just a moment, Uncle Ray. But first, some words from our friends at ELS Electrical OBX. Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on. Uncle Ray, are you an electrical person? Like, can you do things with electricity, like wiring things?
I'm terrified of wiring. I mean, yeah. I'll do it if I know I shut everything off, but I always think I won't shut everything off.
Yeah, see... That's why, like it said in the beginning of this commercial, electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And that's true because I'd recorded that commercial for ELS OBX. And I've got some things at my house that I would like to be done that I'm not going to make an attempt at. And I will be contacting Mr. Michael Parrish over there and Mr. Aaron Burgess, fantastic folks at ELS OBX. They just redid some of the wiring. Actually, I think all of it. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think they redid all the wiring at the actual Lost Colony Waterside Theater not long ago. So
that's a big task.
Relights, lots of different things that they did over there. So that just to speak to the magnitude of what they can do. Did we forget anything, Uncle Ray?
No, I just know electricity can be a life altering event. So just think about that.
Yeah,
before you go playing.
True, very true.
Know what you're doing.
Thank you again for coming in, Uncle Ray. I know that it was going to be, the original plan was Uncle Ray and my brother Dirt from the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden to talk about some Best of the Beach, how he became best bartender and stuff like that, and talk to Uncle Ray a little bit. But plans changed. It ended up being me and Uncle Ray, and I'm okay with that.
I had a great time.
Totally fine with that. Next week, I'm going to be having a Holden McCohen and Mr. Matt from Outer Banks Boil Company. They have a big golf tournament coming up, and we're going to talk about what you can expect there. We've had them in before, Matt and Holden, to talk about some other things, and I really look forward to having them back in. A lot of fun, lots of fun. They actually helped out a lot. Matt and Holden did with the signature event that the Dare Education Foundation did back in February. So they'll be in next week to talk a little bit more about that, the big golf tournament that's coming up. All right, Uncle Ray, that's going to do it for us. Outer Banks This Week podcast, episode number 57, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio, the used car king of the Outer Banks. Check them out online at kellysobxauto.com. All right, Uncle Ray.
Thank you for the opportunity. This was fun.
Thank you for being here. In the words of my dear friend, the late, great Freestyle Bob.
Oh, I remember him.
Yes, Freestyle Bob would say, later.
This has been another radical edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe, follow us on social media, and listen every Thursday for a new episode.